Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, WTIC. It's so much fun what's going on, isn't it? Well, everything that's going on. It's just all fun. Louise is in New Britain. Hey, Louise.
Okay, great. Mr. Markley, his comments of about the eclipse and all that, and how, you know, the way the moon and the size of the earth and all that fit together, I think that's such a gift to us from God. I mean, you know, and you know, I know there was, when I was watching it here from home, I was watching on TV and back and forth, in and out, but some people have said, you know, it was a spiritual, almost a spiritual experience or a life-changing experience. And I was thinking about that. I said, you know, I suppose life-changing if maybe you didn't believe in God before and then you had a great awakening. I mean, even the sun, what an awesome creation that is. And what is it, one star out of maybe billions in the universe? You know, and also the way, like I just explained, it just the way it worked out for us. But the other thing was, it just came to me after, you know, this is Easter time too, and it's called, you know, I don't think it's coincidence that it kind of go along as far as where we live here. Easter was early this year, you know, March 31st, and this is like really the beginning of the Easter season, which lasts 50 days. But anyway, so Easter we have. Christ, the light of the world, dies on the cross to save us. So temporarily, the light of his life is extinguished. Mm, now he's laying in the tomb. And okay, so now think of the moon as the stone that was rolled away by the angel when he rose from the dead. And inside, all of a sudden, the light, you know, after you've seen the eclipse, and then the moon starts to roll back, and you see the brightness again. So it's like
that
now
is,
the light
is good symbolism there. Yeah, I'm sorry, I've got to hold you there, Louise, because it's traffic time. But thank you for that, and thank you for those thoughts, Mark Christopher, BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. What's happening on the roads, Mark?
Listen to the Todd Feinberg Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Todd Feinberg today.
Oh, thanks for being here, WTIC. It's rant line time, 860-751-4698, if you want to rant. And if you want to call in and talk live during the rant period, you can do that as well, 860-522-9842. James in Plymouth. Hello, James.
Hey, big fella. How are you? Nice to talk to you again.
Big fella. I like that.
Thank you. All right. Hey, I saw the eclipse, and I had a different experience than a lot of the callers that were before me. I was in Plattsburgh, New York, a little north and west of that. Mm-hmm. And honestly, Todd, it was one of the most fantastic things I've ever seen. It's to me, it's very, very difficult to explain what I saw. You know how you see that? You saw the picture in the newspaper of the moon right in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the last guest you had on said, well, there was a solar flare that I saw with my own eyes at about 7 o'clock. You know, it was absolutely amazing. It got dark, the stars came out. I saw stars. The birds didn't know what to do, and it was completely desolate. And then all of a sudden, there was a flash of light, because the moon goes in front of it, right? Yep. And then when it gets right directly in front of it, the sun is around the entire moon. And absolutely, absolutely breathtaking. And I was with a friend of mine. He's the head nurse at UConn Medical Center. The two of us, I was saying to myself, this was the most amazing thing. Honest. I'd fly to Spain for the next time. Sorry.
Yeah, don't do that. Come on, James.
I'm not going to fly to Spain. But no, honestly, it was absolutely great. I don't know what it was like. It was in Connecticut, but it was great. It was great. I would do it again if it's around here.
Well, that, we did get some excited reports. Mostly people are happy. One guy didn't like it. Joe Markley loved it. He said he's going to go to Spain for the next one. So there's a lot of interest in it. Tim in Hamden. Hi, Tim.
Well, good afternoon, Todd. Two things. First, the Trump Golden Bible. You know, they changed the ending of it. I don't know whether you knew that or not.
No, what's the new ending?
Yeah, the new ending is that all of Jesus' followers storm Jerusalem and try to overturn the crucifixion.
That's
anyway,
cute.
So, second thing, I like Joe Barkley, but, you know, his remarks about Lincoln, just anybody who's got a computer, just go over and Google Lincoln-Douglas debates. Read the actual words of Abraham Lincoln, okay? He is a complicated man in many, many ways, but he said that is probably one of the most famous debates of all time, that the blacks, the Negroes, were never going to be equal. They're never going to be citizens, on and on, that they were not equal to the white man. And, you know, this mythology that we create about Lincoln, that he was this purity kind of person, is just, it's much, much more complicated along those lines. He actually believed that, you know, the best thing, if they could afford it, was to ship them all back to Africa. Okay, but that was unrealistic. So it's, you know, it's amazing the mythology, especially Republicans, build up about this man, like I say, who was probably one of the greatest presidents of all time. But, you know, to put him off as some sort of, you know, man who believed in equality and purity and everything like that, it's not from his own words.
Why was he the greatest president of all time, do you think?
I think to trying to keep the, you know, he had the original sin problem of slavery to deal with, holding, you know, try to hold together the country as best possible.
But what's so great about causing a war, having a war and having a million people die to hold the country together?
Because, you know, I'm not necessarily justifying it, but people have known that this would have been going on, and it was, you know, edging that toward that way, and a lot of other presidents simply didn't do anything about it. So, you know, it comes along, and the South just, you know, eventually just, you know, decides to go on their own. And he's still trying to bring them back, you know, into the Union and everything as much as possible. You know, but my thing was, again, look at the actual word of Lincoln, what he said about, you know, blacks and everything, not being citizens, not being brought into this, you know, this culture and everything. And you get a little more sophistication to this idea that, you know, of this
that
purity.
He was pushing for equality.
Yeah, absolutely. Just read your own words, Lincoln Douglas wise. Thanks, Todd. Bye-bye.
Thank you for that, Tim. 860-522-9842. I don't get the glorification of Lincoln as a great president because of a lot of things, a couple of them that Tim just mentioned there. The rant line number, 860-751-4698. We're going to play those rants right now. You
Todd,
ready?
Your yeah. friend and fan, Tom from Watertown.
Hello, Tom.
I've been trying to get through. I think this is fabulous that the BPS lawyer, fake lawyer there, Mark Christopher, is going for the weight loss sponsor. And then your other fellow who's at lunchtime, Mr. Shattuck, is going to Awaken 180. I think it's fantastic use of radio when the hosts take advantage of the sponsors and lose all kinds of weight. Weight loss is really hard. And I'm wondering what your physical conditions are, because I'm not hearing you on any of these weight loss commercials. So that must mean you're a fit, aging triathlete like me. Love your show. Tom Hill from Watertown, over and out.
Tom, nice to hear from you. I think I'm leaner than those two other people on the station, and thus nobody has thought it was worth investing a lot of money in me to cause me to lose weight. But still, I would go on one of those things because you always have a little you want to. You know, you want to gain control over your eating and be able to eat well and do what's best for you over the long term. And developing new habits is the key, and these plans know how to do that. They do.
Not so much a rant, but I just read this great quote from Thomas Sowell. It said, one of the biggest taxes is one that is not even called a tax. Inflation. When the government spends money that it creates, it is transferring part of the value of your money to themselves. How true is that?
The real tax on the American people is what government spends. If the federal government spends $450 billion and only raises $400 billion in taxes, who do you suppose who pays that other $50 billion? Do you suppose the tooth fairy does? Inflation is, from this point of view, a form of taxation. If government spends more than it takes in, it has to meet the difference, either by printing money or by borrowing from the public at large.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, yes, that wasn't Thomas Sowell. That was Milton Friedman. But Milton says it more succinctly.
Hello, Todd. First-time caller, Carol King. I must tell you, just a little while ago, I felt the earth move under my feet.
I'm replaying some of the rants from yesterday too, because they didn't get heard by everybody because we were just on the stream while we were doing the rants yesterday.
I've been searching for a total eclipse, and it's finally here.
Oh, that is such a great mocking of Neil Young. It really is.
Hey, guys. Love your show, but I do have one issue with it. Tom Shattuck, there's no such word as a scared. It's either afraid or scared. Thanks a lot. Love your show. Bye.
Yep, merged us into one person there.
Hello, Todd. John here. It's, I forgot. It's okay. I had called you not long ago and mentioned that the $30-plus trillion debt does not include unfunded liabilities. And I went on, and then you said you did research, blah, 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 blah. Well, it made me look bad, but that's okay. And then you had a guest on. I have his name in the organization. And he told you that unfunded liabilities were going to be $150 to $160 trillion coming up. Well, that is a whole lot more, sir, than $34 trillion. I thank you very much. Thanks a lot, Todd.
Thank you, John. So send me the guy's name so I can look into it, because it makes more sense to me that liabilities would be way more than $34 trillion, principally because government doesn't tell us the truth about anything, especially bad news, and especially about their own malfeasance, and the debt is their malfeasance. So I said yesterday, and I'll explain again, that when I went back and looked, I did see something that gave me a little question about this, and that is that the debt is, and this makes sense, the debt is about debt, i.e. money you don't have, so you borrow against your obligations. That's normally what debt is. And if the debt is only money that we've borrowed, that we owe interest on and principal on, then that would make sense that these unfunded liabilities, again, the definition of the words points in your favor, John, that that they're unfunded. Therefore, they aren't debt and they wouldn't be included. However, everything I've read has said that the social programs are included. But they might be leaving out the part that if you haven't taken out a loan against those social programs, then there's no obligation yet. There's an expectation of, there's a liability, but there isn't yet a payment that needs to be made. So anyway, send me the guy's information so I can, please, if you would, so I can go after the information.
Hey, Naugatuck, wake up. Don't let the town hurt our water supply. Turn around and call the town hall and, or fax the mayor or talk or send them an email. Let them know that we don't want to have a septic tank put right on top of our public well located at 1347 New Haven Road. Or come to the meeting on the 17th. Okay. Hope to see everybody there.
Thank you for that. I love the airwaves being used this way.
Again, I received a letter from the Archdiocese of Hartford, a letter from your pastor. I've received many. Number one, it's addressed to Mr. and Mrs. There hasn't been a Mr. and Mrs. here for like 10 years. So the personal touch, come on. You're asking, you know, they're reminding me that they sent me a letter and so forth and so forth. They're looking for money. They're looking for a pledge. But they don't even know us, Mr. and Mrs. Again, we haven't been Mr. and Mrs. in 10 years. And I also recall years ago when we were Mr. and Mrs., we were seeking help from our local church to talk to one of the Almighties. And they wanted to charge us for a sit-down. A little comfortable sit down to talk about our marital issues. Come on, get real.
That seems like money that would have been well spent in retrospect, though, huh? Thank you for that.
Hey, Todd, my complaint is that this travel restrictions makes no sense.
Oh, this is Joe Pesci. This is an old one. Joe Pesci calling in to complain about government policy during COVID.
Hey, Todd, my complaint is that this travel restrictions makes no sense. We all have to social distance. The whole United States is having an issue with this COVID-19. So what's the difference if I travel from Waterbury to West Hartford and I still have to wear a mask, I still have to social distance, I still have to wash my hands and all that stuff. So why can you not go from one state to the next? It makes no sense. Everybody's got to wear a mask. Everybody's got a social distance. It makes no sense that there's a travel restriction. It makes no sense. The state of Texas, you can go from the east to the west, and that whole state of Texas can fit all the New England states in that state of Texas. So they're not restricted from going from the east to the west side of 600 or 800 miles, all right? So why? Why is the government doing this? It makes no sense.
But did it make sense to you, Joe?
Hey, Todd, I don't understand how The View can go on the air and spread eclipse lies. I mean, they always talk about, you know, the spreading lies of the eclipse. Or, there are so many reasons that they could come up with, but that's definitely not climate change. See ya.
Climate change did not cause the eclipse. Is that what they were saying on The View? Oh, I haven't been keeping up with The View. 860-522-9842. What's coming? Oh, Len Susio will be here at 540. And we will talk to Leonardo. Well, Len is a numbers guy. And he always has a different perspective on things because his instinct is, when he hears anything, is to get the paperwork and study that paperwork and know it better than anybody else. And that leads to, back when he was a senator, wonderful revelations came out, but it still leads to great revelations. So we'll look for that today when we talk to Leonardo. 860-751-4698 if you want to call in a rant. And we're going to check in with Mark Christopher. He's in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Things picking up on the roads or just a lazy day?
Miss something?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
From the Todd Feinberg Show, don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Wowza, yowza. So I intended, we start off this show. I was so devoted to the idea that I was going to discuss some of the concepts that I heard in the interview with Abigail Schreier, the author of the new book, Bad Therapy, Why the Kids Aren't Growing Up. And she was on a podcast with Coleman Hughes, who's a wonderful young podcaster. And some of the clips of that I've pulled and I was intending to play so that we could drive conversation off of them. But there was so much phone activity today and so many interesting callers that I went with that instead because I can do the recorded stuff anytime. So if you're interested in learning more about that, because it is fascinating, demoralization was one of the concepts she brought up, and the other is iatrogenesis. Iatrogenesis, which is the effect that's had on a person when they're told something about themselves. Like if a doctor tells you that you're crazy, you know, they tell you you've got a psychosis or whatever. That, even if the doctor's wrong, that can end up changing your life, just being told that. That's what that word is about, as I understand it. Anyway, we'll do that stuff tomorrow, if we can, because it's good stuff. So, and I do want to do it, because it's, I think it also is an insight into well, I guess the Democrats, this is their baby, this idea of infantilizing the public and also holding people in permanent poverty. That's a big part of their thing. You know, telling people, oh, you're poor and oh, you're this and oh, you're that. You're an underserved community. When they diagnose you as an underserved community, does that make you somehow more likely to accept poverty and to expect that your lot in life is to have the government giving you all the stuff that you should have? That's what struck me as intriguing about these concepts. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. Len Susio coming up. We're going to get a traffic update now. Mark Christopher, BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Mark Christopher is not underserved. He's serving big time. What's going on, sir?
It's Todd Feinberg. It's Todd Feinberg. Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 on WTIC. News Talk 1080.
Well, back in the good old days, Len Susio was in the Senate, and the state of Connecticut was in much healthier condition. Back in the good old days, do you remember those, Len Susio?
I forgot. It seems like it's so long ago, Todd.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
What was it, 2017? Was that your last year?
2018. 2018 was my last year, yeah. God, Six years ago now.
That was so long ago. Yeah, but think about all the damage that has been done to the state since then.
Well, that year I got into a fight with Eversource because they were mischarging people on
yes.
their bills.
Yes.
And it cost them millions of dollars when I finally exposed it. And now we're we're all about to experience a whopping rate increase in the next couple of months of what's going to amount to the average bill of about another $44 per month on your electric bill.
And is this a response to what happened back then?
No, ironically, you know, the question you're going to ask me is this. Well, what's going on? I mean, why are the rates going up $44 a month? Why will the average person be paying $44 a month to keep the electricity on at their house? And I'm going to give you an answer that you're going to scratch your head and think, what the heck is he talking about? The reason that the rate that the utility bills are going up $44 a month is because the cost of energy is going down.
So it's getting cheaper for them to buy energy and thus produce electricity, so they need a rate hike?
No. See, what's going on, Todd, is for years we've been told, oh, we've got to increase rates because the cost of energy is going up, you know, natural gas, the war with Ukraine mm-hmm. and all that. And so we've been told, oh, the reason for increased cost is an increase in the cost of energy itself. Now we're being told it's just the opposite. We're going to be charged a big increase because the cost of energy is going down. And you're thinking, well, that doesn't make sense. It's a total contradiction. If the energy goes up and our bills go up, then when energy comes down, our bills should go down, right?
You would think.
You would think, right? But I was listening to an interview on Dennis House's program the other day, in which he interviewed Doug Horton, who's, I guess, in charge
the
of
spokesman.
Rate setting. Yeah, that's right, for Eversource. And he explained that the big reason for the biggest part of the increase that's coming down the pike in the next couple months is because the cost of energy is going down. And you think, well, wait a minute, what does he mean by that? And he ascribed it to the contract that was mandated by the legislature back when I was in the legislature to purchase 50% of Millstone's nuclear power at a stated rate of 5 cents per kilowatt hour, which, you know, basically, since it's fixed, that means when energy goes up, it's a deal, and when energy goes down, it costs. Well, that's what he's saying. He's saying, well, you know, the cost of energy is going down, so that Millstone contract is becoming relatively expensive right now, and therefore we're going to have to increase the price of your electric utility bill by $44 a month. Now, what doesn't make sense to me is this. He said that's all in what's called the public benefits section of your bill. There's four different parts to the electric bill. If you take a look at it, there's transmission, there's delivery, there's the cost of the electricity itself, and then there's this little innocuous thing that sounds actually pretty appealing, the public benefits charge. And that's where they bury this stuff, basically. It's all the stuff that's mandated by the legislature. And the thing I can't figure out is when I heard his explanation, I whipped out my utility bill to take a look at it. He's saying that most of that $44 a month is going to go up on the public benefits charge. Well, guess what? You know how much the public benefits charge is on my electric bill? It was $16 a month in the month of March. Mm-hmm. He's saying that's going to go up, not to $44. It's going to go up by $44 a month. That's like a 300-400% increase. Mm-hmm. And there's no way that it can be explained by the Dominion contract. There's something else going on here, Todd, that doesn't meet the eye. And I don't see anyone asking the right questions in the legislature or at PURA itself.
So we're being lied to, and there's another cover-up going on. And this is business as usual for state government.
That's right. Everybody points a finger at everybody else and comes up with these lame excuses when no one will face the real truth. That, I mean, we have the second or third highest electricity rates in the entire country right now. That's before this increase happened. So I'm certain it's going to make us number one again. And that's a whopping increase on your utility bill when you think about it.
So have you learned anything about what might be the reason for such a big hike?
Well, I think it's got to do. There's a couple of things that are contributing it to. First of all, the legislature mandated that people who can't pay their electric bills would not be able to be have their electricity shut off. And that was millions and millions and millions of dollars.
That was the COVID rule, right?
That's right. And so what happens now is the utility's got to collect that money. And since they can't collect it from those people, they're passing on that cost to us, mm-hmm. the consumer, basically. So that's part of the reason that's going on. But, and then they're also claiming that they haven't had these rate adjustments that they've been asking for the last few years. Well, I mean, every one of us was in the state of shock when we got our utility bills the last few years, because the war that was going on in Ukraine resulted in a whopping increase in the cost of natural gas, which is generates a lot of electricity here in Connecticut. And so basically they said, well, they tried to capture all that cost increase at that point in time, and the Bureau wouldn't let them do it. So now they're saying, okay, we had to delay those cost increases. Now we want to increase. We want to pass those cost increases on.
They want to get the money back to pay off the loan they took out for it or whatever.
Yeah. I also think there's another thing going on, Todd, that mm-hmm. no one said anything about. And that is because they invested heavily in this offshore wind projects that they backed out of now. And I read that they wrote off almost $2 billion on those projects, yep. Because they realized they were pie in the sky and couldn't be achieved. And now they've got to get back that money somehow. I think that by far is the biggest factor into what's going on here. The real truth is that Eversource is lying to the public, and they're not telling the public that they're trying to capture back all the money they lost on their gamble on the offshore wind projects.
But that will come out, won't it? I mean, if that's really what they're up to, then they're off the hook, because it's not their fault that they got involved with that stuff, right? Everyone is telling them they have to do this in government, I would assume, because that's the scam. You know, anything they can do to make climate change an issue so they can scam higher costs, everyone's required to go along with.
Yeah, well, everyone's in cahoots on this thing because, of course, Eversource saw an opportunity, as long as the legislature was encouraging them to do this, to invest in this offshore wind project stuff. And they all thought they were going to make a whopping amount of money on it. But then the Ukraine war happened and disrupted the supply lines all over the world, not just the United States. And as a result, the projects became much, much more expensive to build. And they said they were constrained as to how much they could charge on the offshore wind project prices, which are far above the standard natural gas prices. But they're being subsidized by government, and it turned out even with the massive subsidies that we give them, it wasn't enough to make it profitable. So they made the decision to pull the plug. And now I know several states, New Jersey is one that comes to mind right away. I think Connecticut as well. They're going back trying to make it attractive to the utility companies again, because the politicians want these projects built no matter what they cost. And it's a disaster in the making if they go through, because now there'll be bigger subsidies. And don't forget, wind and solar power, so-called renewable energy resources, are not reliable sources of energy. There's nothing being generated by wind when it's not blowing or when the sun is not shining. And so you have to have an enormous amount of backup capacity to when the demand is there and there's not enough wind or sun to supply the energy needed to drive our power system, basically. So this is all, I think, a byproduct of this crazy, crazy public policy that's been adopted by Democratic-controlled states everywhere.
What have you learned in recent years about what motivates government and why it does what it does? Because I've learned a lot in the year mm-hmm. since you left the legislature, because the Democrats have become dominant and they're much more cavalier about creating economic disasters for the state that are going to have to be paid for in some way. And I feel like they've crossed some kind of divide where now they're on the other side of it. They feel so privileged and untouchable that they could create any disaster they want to create, and they don't care if everyone understands that they created the disaster and it's going to cost a lot of money to fix, that actually works to the benefit of the plunderers, because then they've created such big economic disasters that who else is going to be able to pay it back and make everybody whole but for government?
Well, I think the primary motivation of most politicians is to stay in office and stay in power. So the number one issue for them is, how do we preserve our power and stay in office? So you create these policies that you argue are for the public benefit but can't be afforded by the public. And the consequence of that is more and more people become dependent on the government to subsidize this stuff. So that's a big part of this increase that Eversource is saying is going to happen in July. All these people who couldn't pay their electric bills, Eversource is not going to absorb that. They're going to pass it on to all the rate-paying customers. So it benefits them to have these onerous policies by making the public more dependent on government programs. And the more government programs are, the more the people who control those programs are in power and the more power they have.
Yeah, so you're viewing it the same way I am, which is they see a no-lose proposition.
Mm-hmm.
And the more government is needed, then the more it's needed. And that's how everyone will perceive it. And the bigger the disasters they make, the more government is needed. And they don't get penalized for the disaster they make because we need them all the more because of the disaster they made. It's a terrible situation. Mm-hmm. But government is now such an enemy of America. And in Connecticut, you know, Connecticut government is such an enemy of of people who are trying to make ends meet. It's just remarkable.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, what is changing a little bit is Eversource was willing to take the blame and become the whipping boy for all this stuff as long as they got their rate increases, right? Mm-hmm. So they kind of grin and bear it and make money.
It's like a little dance, a kabuki dance that gets done by the state government and the utilities, like they're separate things and they can blame each other and stuff. But in real life, they're winking and nodding.
Absolutely. And that's I mean, the president of Eversource, the last I checked, was making $19 million a year. I mean, how much is that a week, Todd? It's like $400,000, $500,000 a week or something like that, isn't it?
Imagine
I mean,
that.
It's just ridiculous. Figure that out quickly. I mean, how can you justify that kind of, and then you know, have the highest electric rates in the country? It's just and so what's going on is Eversource is now starting to turn back the blame at the legislature, because I don't know if you noticed it, but in that House interview, they talked about state policies that are driving some of the stuff. Now, Eversource has always been reluctant to say anything about that because they have this silent deal with the politicians. You know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. I'll be the whipping boy as long as you give us our rate increases. And they're getting, I think, a little tired of it now. And having sucked in a $2 billion loss on the offshore wind project, I'm certain that didn't help at all as well. So what I think that silent deal between the utilities and the politicians may be breaking up. And that's going to be interesting if it does happen, because then the finger pointing will go back to the politicians, which is what I see Eversource starting to do now.
So you think that they'll start being enemies instead of the friends they are?
Yes, I think this is the beginning of the breakup. The fact that this Horton could get on and talk about how the policies that are emanating from Hartford are a large part responsible for this stuff. Well, that's the first time I've seen an official spokesman for the utility companies start pointing the finger back at the legislature and at the politicians in Hartford. It's a sign, I think, of something that's going to happen, and the consequences will be significant.
Interesting. Well, Len Susio, it's nice to hear your voice. It's nice to talk politics with you. And I feel like it's a rare privilege that we get your time. I really appreciate it.
Well, I love it, Todd. Be happy to be on more often if time accommodates. And you know, my life, I've been blessed with 9 and now a 10th grandchild on the way. So I'm running around chasing grandchildren all over the place, too.
It's amazing how many they're producing for you. A lot of people are struggling to get one.
Yeah, well, my kids have been pretty busy, I guess you could say. I have 5 children. So they're contributing to the growing economy here in Connecticut.
Well, and they can pay the electric bills for us. That sounds good.
Well, for now. We'll see what happens. Wait till they see their new bill in July.
Len, thanks so much.
Yeah.
We'll look forward to talking with you again soon.
I hope so, Todd. Have a great day.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Yep, former state senator Len Susio. Always good to talk with him. Okay, that's it for us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. Rant line is always there for you, 860-751-4698. And Mark Christopher, it seems, is always there for you as well. BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Mark, you got slow? It got busy? It got, what's going on now?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.